You're listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century, the podcast from Unity San Francisco that explores modern spiritual teachings and provides insight into how to apply them in your life. This is Reverend Ken Daigle. Today's talk was recorded live at Unity San Francisco. Enjoy.
So, a couple weeks ago, I had a dream. And I was in a tower and was helping my dad carry a plank of wood up the tower. My dad has been gone for 10 years now. And when I got to the top of the tower, Dad went onto the roof and I saw my mom, who's also been gone for a couple of years. And I saw the rest of my ancestors. And before I could get to the roof, the dream ended, as it does, right? I don't know about you all, but the last couple of weeks have been incredibly busy. Just life is lifing, and it's been a good couple of weeks, but it's a lot of grinding. And I have not had the opportunity to slow down. And so as I pondered this dream, it allowed me to pause. I've studied dreams for off and on for the past 10 years or so. And so I've realized that the purpose of dreams is to help integrate our psyche, help bring our emotions and intuition together. Intuition is another word for what we call in Unity, divine wisdom. It's the truth that we have the answer within us at all times. The opportunity, the challenge, is to listen to that divine wisdom. And so, and when we listen to divine wisdom, it brings us into a state of wholeness. And wholeness means that we are accepting our truth. We come not just accepting, but awakening to the truth that already is within us. The truth that we are good, that we are beautiful, that we are healed. And so in my dream work studying, I came across this quote from one of my favorite thinkers of the 20th century, Carl Jung. He's a Swiss psychologist. And he says, "Wholeness is not achieved by cutting off a portion of one's being, but by integration of the contraries." And what that means is that rather than thinking of our lives in terms of being awake, conscious, and being dreaming, asleep, we can use both states to integrate and to bring together and embrace to give us perspective. And so the idea is that we can learn to listen to what our dreams are telling us. And that's kind of the point where dream interpretation begins. So as I am speaking, I invite you to maybe come to memory of a dream that you've had that you've not been able to figure out, or you wake up thinking, why am I thinking about this? And hopefully you can maybe get some perspective as to what your soul is saying. So the first step in dream interpretation is a very simple question, but it's a very hard question to sometimes answer. And the question is, what is this dream inviting me to embrace in my life? And it's a difficult question to answer sometimes because it means we have to pause and listen and go deeper and deeper and deeper. I love the song that we just sang about, "I claim a blessing when I wake up in the morning, I claim a blessing," because I can kind of use that when I wake up from a dream and use the dream as an opportunity to claim that blessing, even if it's a bad dream, right? We'll talk about that in a second. But what is this dream inviting me to embrace? And so there are a couple of components that you can use to answer that question. So is this dream inviting me to embrace in terms of emotions? Even if it's a sad emotion, your psyche, your spirit is allowing, is working through those emotions. If it's something of joy or a desire of yours, how can you use that to move your life forward? I love that picture of the little girl because she seems like she is flying and she is joyful. And some of the best dreams I've had have been involved with flying. And flying often represents a lightness and a surrender to spirit, and also a way of going forward, a directional transition. So I affirm dreams where we get to fly because that sounds fun. The next are, what is this dream telling me in terms of situations in current and currently what I'm experiencing in life? And the interesting thing about that is that sometimes I don't know this. This will be my question for Reverend Ken next week. Is how do sometimes our dreams can foretell the future? You see it in the scriptures where God has spoken to somebody about the future. But I don't know that. I'm gonna ask Ken about that. But what is this dream telling me? How can I use this dream to go about my future? A few weeks before my dad died, in 2016, I had a dream that essentially the interpretation was I had to rely on my faith. And then when he died a couple weeks later, guess what I had to use as a way of managing and working through my grief? My faith. So dreams can help us with situations in our lives. What is this dream telling me in terms of my past? The things, sometimes dreams kind of in the background of our dreams, because it operates in the subconscious, dreams are working through how we've processed previous emotions or previous situations. And so it helps us give perspective to things in our past, can help us work through maybe various griefs or maybe traumas or, you know, maybe resentments. And so that's working in the past. I will sometimes have dreams where I'm in the closet still. I have one actually about once a month. And I am always like, what is the same? And as I kind of continue to have dreams every month about that, I realize that it's my spirit telling me that I can have so much gratitude for who I am now, living in my freedom. And I can also have forgiveness for the people who rejected me when I was in the closet. And so I gained some perspective of that. I love this picture of the little girl jumping and being free and having fun, because it can also harken back to our childhood. So dreams about the past, about our childhood, can often mean adopting the mindset of play, the adopting the mindset of being a sense of innocence and freedom. So those are kind of the three points, or the three starting points for how to interpret dreams. And I want to say that starting dream interpretation, I think it's easy to get caught up in what does every little detail in the dream mean. But what I liked about the question of what is the dream embracing me calling me to embrace in my life, is that it's a big picture perspective, and it doesn't involve having to know a lot of things about how dreams work and all of that. So it's a starting point. Dreams can also represent our hopes for the future. And dreams can give us insight about how to move forward in life and in the situations that we're currently experiencing. So it's really exciting when we have those kinds of dreams. And I will give an interpretation of my dream later, but it has to do with working through my hopes. So what are some common symbols in dreams? As I mentioned, don't get caught up in the symbols of it per se, but sometimes it's nice to know a little bit of some how to dive deep into some things. Anytime that you dream about a house or some kind of edifice of some kind, it's related to your psyche. It's a place, it's a container. A building is a container of where you're living and staying. And so in my dream, I had a dream of a tower. What do towers do? They reach to the skies. They reach to the heavens, if you will. So if you've had any dreams that take place in a house, what does that mean in terms of your psyche? What's going on in the safety and the container of your soul? The next is another common symbol is having dreams about water. And water can represent things that are flowing and things that are dynamic in life, such as emotions and things of the spirit. A couple of weeks ago, I had a dream where I was driving a car and the road was submerged in water. And what did that mean? It meant that there is a redirection that needed to happen. And so I have noticed in my life that I have been experiencing some emotions that are encouraging me to switch paths, switch directions. So it's really interesting how dreams can represent that emotion. It's also a following of spirit, because we follow spirit oftentimes through our emotions. Another common symbol is vehicles. And so vehicles often represent a transition of some kind. What do cars represent? You being behind the wheel of a transition or a change. You're steering, you're driving. If you have dreams about being in a plane, what do planes do? You're not in control of the plane. You are moving somewhere very quickly. So planes can represent transition, quick kind of transition. As I mentioned my dream just a second ago about driving in a car in a path that switched me to different places, that was a reminder to me that there are some decisions that I need to make that will guide me in a different path. The next common symbol is animals. Animals represent our primal base kind of instincts. If I were to have a dream about these little puppies, what do you think the dream would mean? Fun, having fun and being playful, being innocent, trusting, sometimes being a little pesky, right? Curious. Yeah, curious and not like being inhibited, right? So, those kind of images, if you've sometimes had dreams of, I've had dreams about alligators and alligators in Mexica, cosmology, which is a Mesoamerican spirituality, alligators, crocodiles often symbolize abundance and relaxation. Because what do they do? They're lounging on the on the beach. They're like, and an element of fierceness, like. So it's understanding what our desires are calling us towards. All of these things that I just asked for some feedback on what the dream symbols mean, that means you all are dream interpreters. You know these answers, and it comes into the, it has to matter in the context of the dream, has to matter in the context of your life, but these are just starting points, right? And so a common symbol in our dreams are parents. Or other authority figures. who are what? Authorities, who are directors of your life, often as a child and sometimes even as an adult. And if your parents are no longer in this physical realm as mine are, what are they saying? What kind of stamp of approval are they offering? And so the dream in my life, so I'm going to interpret the tower dream that I just had. The tower dream represented how I am able to carry the things that seem to be heavy, things that seem to be impossible, such as carrying a heavy board upstairs. I am using that to work through my relationship with the sacred masculine. And I've been doing some work on what does the sacred masculine mean as a queer man. And I, in my dream, the inner authority was my father. And so once I was able to prove myself in the dream, I realized I'm improving myself in terms of my sacred masculine identity. And then because I saw my mom and I saw my ancestors on the roof of this building, that was a symbol that I'm in touch and working to honor and heal those parts of my ancestors. So it was a very powerful way in which I was able to see that. And I would not have understood that had I not taken the time to kind of connect with my soul and seeing what that meant. Because otherwise I would have just woken up and being like, what was that weird dream, right? I could still claim a blessing though, but yeah. So I know as I'm speaking, there's probably some folks thinking, oh, I don't dream, right? I don't remember my dreams, or I wake up and it's gone, or whatever. So I'd like to humbly offer some perspectives on how you can hopefully dream a little more. The first is, of course, praying before bed. And this is, I mean, even if you are a dreamer, I think this is a good point to connect with that divine wisdom, both, you know, above, both below, and within us, and saying, I affirm that I am listening to my inner wisdom and it's guiding me towards truth. Or you can say something like, I create in the realm of infinite possibilities. I'm going to start saying that in my dreams. I'm listening to the path that I'm supposed to be going, or something like that. And those affirmations, that those prayers are telling our subconscious that it's okay, that you're listening, that you're paying attention. The next is to write down your dreams. And or type, you know, like record what your dreams are saying. Because as I've mentioned, I've studied dreams off and on for about 10 years. And I noticed that when I don't listen, when I don't write down my dreams aren't coming. That's telling my subconscious that I am not listening to you. So why would my subconscious want to speak to me, right? So when you write down your dreams, that is a way that you say, all right, I'm an open vessel. What do you have to say to me? And then you can go back and read them years later and see, oh, that's what that was guiding me towards. Or, oh, this is how I was able to make it through this particular situation. Sean alluded to the fact that I'm studying herbalism. And so I'm studying curanderismo, which is a Mexican or a Mesoamerican spiritual practice that promotes healing. And so often, which is physical healing, but also spiritual healing. And so one of the things that I've learned is to promote dreams, drink butterfly pea flower tea. And butterfly pea flower is this beautiful little blue blossom. And when you stick it in hot water, it turns a beautiful indigo. So it's super fun to even just look at. But drinking this before bed, it opens your subconscious and what we call in the Mexica spirituality, our tonal. It opens up our tonal, our third eye, if you will. And then another one is really simple, is placing lavender under your pillow. if you know anything about aromatherapy, you know that lavender is something that you smell it and it relaxes you. It has kind of an effect on your nervous system. And so you can place that under your pillow. And it's abundant in California. If you live in California, you can just pick it up off the side of the road. Or even if you you're not in California, you can go to Trader Joe's and they have lavender sachets that you can put in your dryer for dryer enhancement. But you can take those and it's within the sachets, there's lavender in it. And so I actually have that under my pillow and it helps promote some dreaming. So those are some strategies. I'm sure there are more, but take that with you and see maybe if it can help you in your dream journey.
Thanks for listening to Spiritual Living for the 21st Century. I'm Reverend Ken Daigle. Follow us on Twitter and Facebook at Unity San Francisco and learn more about us at unitysf.com. Spiritual Living for the 21st Century is a production of Unity San Francisco.